Good evening, Ramesh.
Good evening, Asri.
How are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, how are you?
So, what about the opinion of yours on the last season of Formula One?
Last Formula One 2023 season, it was a dominance from Red Bull. So, most of the races are won by Red Bull team, except one which was won by the Ferrari. Okay, apart from the Red Bull, Max Verstappen won the world championship and Red Bull taken gone with the constructor championship. So, yeah.
So, what is your bets on the 2024 season?
I expect the same trend to be continued because I expect the Red Bull will continue the dominance on 2024 also. But on the late 2023 initial, there was a promising from Aston Martin, but through the midway they lost the track, and towards the end Ferrari and McLaren were having some good pace and they were challenging Red Bull. Okay, but some wrong pit lane strategies caused Ferrari some of the races. I expect Ferrari, Mercedes and McLaren to come strong in 2024. But I think from starting, Red Bull have an edge over the other team actually. And rest of the team, they will have to do some catch up. So we have to see the pre-testing first season because it starts on February 2024. So all the cars will be unveiled on February and the first race starts on March. The first will be Bahrain, I think. Okay.
That's it. So the season is going to begin in the Middle East?
Start with Middle East.
That's good to know, good for our Middle East viewers.
Yes.
So,
it starts in Bahrain, ends in Abu Dhabi.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah.
So, it's making a full circle. So, Ramesh, you are the HPC expert at Maher.
Yes.
So, I overview you saying without HPC, Formula One is nothing.
Yeah, I can agree with that statement. Yeah, I can agree with the statement. You know, without HPC, the Formula One is nothing. HPC is used by the Formula One team from the late 90s. Okay, so they have already implemented HPC, you know, from an early stage before all other industries start adopting it.
Oh, fantastic. That's great to know. So there are millions of sensors on a racing car. Is that true or what is it? There are lots of sensors. Millions is just a exaggeration, I think, but there are lots of sensors, loads of sensors that are there. Yeah, so how does that help the F1 teams?
You know, the problem with Formula One is the Formula One car is very expensive. So during the testing, they need to have a lot of prototypes, right? So making a lot of prototypes, physical prototypes, will increase the cost as there is a budget cap right now of 135 million per team. Okay, for the whole entire year. So they will have some testing initially, some testing during, you know, once the race start, they will have intermediate testing during the summer time. So HPC becomes a critical part in the cost reduction.
So I've heard lots of with terms like wind tunneling and computer fluid dynamics and things like that in Formula One, you know, can you please throw some light on HPC vis-a-vis these terms, vis-a-vis Formula One?
Yes, you know, CFD was one of the first HPC which was tested by Formula One. Okay, so it's test the flow of air or liquid the car, which at the end will take off the downforce of this one. Okay, so when they test, there are a lot of data to be collected, process, and there should be some real scenario like a detailed like something like that. So they will evaluate. So without HPC, it cannot be done. Okay, so HPC plays a major part in the pre-testing actually. So.
Okay. Does it help them in the design process of course
100% because the more they test, you know, that's how they design the initial structure of the car within the rules of Formula One. So they can tweak the car based on the amount of data they are getting and they can simulate different type of prototype, like design changes, some curves here and there. So some teams, like last year Red Bull, come with some design, double diffuser, like these kind of things. So they are tweaking based on the data they are producing the HPC.
So I was looking at few articles and I saw that F1 is Formula One racing is trying to reduce turbulent wake, you know, to increase the viewers' enthusiasm. And how does HPC help in that?
Actually, this is introduced to make overtaking easier. You know why? Because before, when you're following a Formula One, which is for speeding at about 300 km per hour, there is a lot of pressure comes on the car, which is coming on the back. Okay, so what happened is, like, they made the body wider and the tire wider, and then they made the Formula One introduce some design to make the overtaking and the now the car can come really closer to each other, so that on the straight line, when they enable the DRS, okay, they can overtake easily. So
how does HPC help in that? It models the whole thing?
Yes. Because it uses CFD or wind tunnel testing, when the car goes, this amount of air coming from this one should be distributed from the car behind, okay, so that so the car can be really close to the car in front, actually.
Okay. So the overtaking can also be easy. So this can be modeled, you say, on the HPC to reduce the turbulent wake, and see how that can be reduced, whether in terms of designing the racetrack or designing the car itself.
Yes, because now currently all these new circuits are becoming wider, the road to have more overtaking areas, okay, and the DRS introduced, so that the car which has some advantage should be within 1 second closer to the car in the front, okay.
So there are lots of sensors that are there in the Formula One cars, right, these days.
Yes.
Now, my question to you is, what are these sensors and how does the sensors help the racing cars, and how does HPC help in crunching these sensors, and what's the whole idea of sensors, racing and HPC?
Okay. So basically,
sensor data.
Yeah. So basically, there are a lot of sensors in a Formula One car. So basically, the driver can adjust the sensor number while the driving. Okay, and then the team can, like, in a particular situation, there is some troubleshooting needs to be done, something is not working, they will have some code for each sensor. So this is simulated through HPC, because during the testing.
Wow.
So they use on a virtual level. So it can, when it is on a real racing, it will help them to overcome this situation.
Fantastic. So even in terms of, I think the biggest, apart from all the other factors that determine the speed of the car, the tires also play a big role, right, in racing. So how does HPC help in determining these factors?
Yeah, so there are different types of tires, like soft, medium, hard, and for this one, and Pirelli is the sole supplier of this one. The Pirelli uses different scenarios, like they will collaborate with some Formula One teams initially, okay, and then they do the testing on the track. Normally it's on Barcelona, normally, or on Abu Dhabi, and then they collect this information through HPC, and then they can modulate the tire compound car structures and use this information, okay, and during the racing also. Actually, the teams are giving more feedback to the tire manufacturers, and after the tire also, after the race, these tires are being given back to for pre-testing, and these data will be collected and imported to HPC, and they can get the valuable feedback to improve the performance.
Thank you, Ranish. Thanks. And it's really great to know the impact that HPC makes on racing,
yes,
especially Formula One racing.
Yes.
And so I once again ask you to bet your life on one racing team.
My bet is on Red Bull, but I hope.
Is that why? Because they are winning, or is it because you?
Yeah, because they are.
Or is it because you modeled something on your HPC?
They have the better HPC.
As per the current regulation, they have the better car. But I expect some good, performance on other team. So this year the competition should be, better for the users. I expect more overtaking, more win from other team. So this season will be better.
Yes. So thank you, Ranish. So this year's season, as you say, begins in the Middle East and ends in Abu Dhabi.
Yes.
Very insightful,
yeah.
Ranish. Thank you.
Thank you.